This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
I love to smoke Jack Herrera when I'm painting. It's a nice, easy high, and although it lets me feel really free creatively, it doesn't take over. So I can still paint what I'm thinking as opposed to thinking it while melting into the furniture.
Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast that helps you feel confident about cannabis. I'm Ellen Scanlon. You just heard from Lana Van Brunt, the New York-based co-founder of cannabis accessories brand Sackville & Co. Have you listened to our Essential Strains series yet? It's a growing list of strains that I think everyone should have in their stash. Not because you need all of them, but because I want you to have two or three go-tos that you love. This will really help guide you when you walk into a dispensary so you won't feel intimidated or overwhelmed by the sheer number of strains available. Even just telling a bud tender the name of a strain you like can be a hack for them to help find more strains that you'll love. We have created a special strains playlist on Spotify so you can follow them all, and the full list is on our website, dothepot.com. I'll link to both in the show notes. Now, let me introduce you to the newest essential strain for your collection and consumption, a strain of balance and poise. It's Jack Herrera. If the name sounds familiar, it's because the strain was named after the legendary California-based cannabis activist and writer, Jack Herrera. And just as Jack was known for his tireless efforts fighting for legalization, this strain will lift you out of the fog and into high spirits. Before we hop into this week's episode, I want to talk for a second about How to Do the Pot's newsletter. The newsletter is a twice-a-month resource that will help you feel confident about cannabis, whether it's for health, for well-being, or for fun. The newsletter is also our direct line to you. You can hit the reply button and let me know what topics or guests you'd like to hear on the show. There are already thousands of subscribers reading and responding, and the more, the merrier. We couldn't do this without you. So please go to dothepot.com to sign up. Thank you. I really appreciate your support for the show. Jack Herrera can be traced back to the 1990s when a group of Dutch breeders created the strain in the Netherlands. Although the exact genetics are unknown, the strain is beloved for its stress-free euphoria that comes without any uncomfortable spikes. So you can enjoy its piney, spicy smell and delicious herbal taste sans anxiety. On the topic of anxiety, this strain is known for reducing stress while also helping with appetite. It's known in some circles as a daytime medical strain. So if stress relief is what you're looking for, this strain could be something to try earlier in the day and see if it helps you feel more at ease, calmer, and in a better mood. So if the hype is real, what about the high? As with all strains, Jack Herrera's THC levels can really vary from grower to grower, from the high teens to the mid-20% of THC, which is what's going to get you high. Please don't forget this phrase, low and slow. It means start with a lower dose of THC and take your time. Try a few puffs, wait and see how you feel. With this strain, I often take one or two hits and wait 10 or 15 minutes before trying more. I do that because that's what makes me feel good. And just like the benefits of espresso can get lost if you have six shots versus your normal one, so can the benefits of the plant if you go all in all at once. This is really about finding what makes you feel your best. And if you do ever get too high, Remember my favorite tip, a CBD oil tincture. Put a few drops under your tongue for 30 to 60 seconds, wait about 15 minutes, and you'll start feeling more like yourself. How will Jack Herer make you feel for real? If you are looking to be uplifted or need some creative juice for a project, Jack Herer is your go-to. This energetic strain will encourage you to think outside of the box with an explorative mood to match. Think of being outside on a beautiful sunny afternoon and how that can inspire you. That's kind of what this strain is like. It'll take you from dragging your feet to dancing with just a little puff. Inspiration feels almost inevitable with this exceptional strain. Jack Herer inspires creativity and raw, unbridled energy. If you're feeling uninspired to get packing done, or you have a writing project you've been putting off, let Jack Herer help you out. This strain will squash that analysis paralysis and have you grooving to the tune of getting shit done. The high from tackling that to-do list combined with the high of this strain will really have you feeling tip-top and ready for action. Lana Van Brunt, who you heard at the beginning of the episode, agrees.
When I'm picking out a strain, I typically lean sativa dominant, and Jack Herer tends to be a go-to strain I keep coming back to because it's not too heady. It feels like I can still be really productive when smoking it, and it's a super creative strain, so I feel in my element when smoking it and playing around with Sackville. I love to use it at the end of a day when meetings are all wrapped and I can just focus on the day's work. It's a peaceful high and never feels overwhelming. I also love to smoke Jack Herer when I'm painting. Again, it's a nice, easy high, and although it lets me feel really free creatively, it doesn't take over, so I can still paint what I'm thinking as opposed to thinking it while melting into the furniture. I also recommend it for a walk with a dog around your neighborhood. Everything's a little brighter, and it's impossible to not walk around with a smile on your face.
Why do women love this strain? Well, because it's easy to love. If you're feeling anxious and overcommitted with a full-blown panic out on the horizon, Jack Herer will deliver the gift that keeps on giving, that feeling of bliss and motivation to do the things that have been on your list for months. And you can enjoy these good feelings in an easy, comfortable, happy-feeling way. It's not overly dramatic. You'll just feel mentally and physically balanced. When you go to buy weed in a dispensary, you will run into the terms sativa, indica, and hybrid. Usually, you'll see Jack Herer labeled as a sativa. But these labels are not that helpful if you really want to know how you're going to feel. I go into this a lot more in episode 77, so listen to that one for the tips that really will help you. I'll link to it in the show notes. While these descriptions are typically how you'll feel after consuming Jack Herer, please remember cannabis is a plant. Plants grown in different places will be a little different. And the same goes for you. Cannabis affects everyone differently. I really recommend starting slow until you know how a particular strain makes you feel and how you want to feel. When you're learning something new, you don't give up after the first challenge, do you? Don't give up. You've got this. So try a new strain, listen to your body, and have fun. If Jack Herer sounds familiar, it's because you heard about it in episode 177, all about comedy podcasts and the strains that pair with them. Thank you for listening to How to Do the Pot. Jack Herer is the latest addition to How to Do the Pot's Essential Strain series, which covers the strains that every woman should have in her stash. If you want to dive into those short and fun episodes, I'll add a link in the show notes. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. And if you like How to Do the Pot, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show. Thanks to our writer, Alyssa Yeoman, and our producers, Maddie Fair and Nick Patrie. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.